I have noticed and been aware of the fact that fear and anxiety and worry is a significant problem for God's people. It's a significant problem nowadays in general when it comes to people of our day and age. It's often it's interesting that people in our day and age find so much to worry about, and that's not to minimize or to put down people who worry or have fears or anxieties. But we have so much blessing, so much privilege, so much comfort and ease, but yet reports of fear and anxiety and those kinds of stressful attitudes are always seem to grow year by year in society. Now, I say that, again, not to minimize if someone is going through a time of anxiety or fear or worry or some of those kinds of things, but it is to be noteworthy that we are in, it's almost epidemic in our society. And that is also because we have several categories of things that promote or go into and produce fear and anxiety. We can have fear and anxiety about real life situations that are actually happening. Things that are going on now, something has occurred that we are unsure of how to deal with. Or we can have worrying about the what-ifs of the world. The what-ifs. How many of you worry about the what-ifs that never come to pass? It's like paying interest on, you know, money you haven't borrowed yet. Is essentially the idea of worrying about things that haven't come to pass. Or, otherwise, there's actually a smaller amount of people, they go through anxiety and this kind of fear-based response that is, it's not related to anything that's happening around them, and it could be physiological or some kind of chemical imbalance, something that actually is going on inside of their bodies, not just inside of their minds. Again, I say this because it's a large problem, a large issue that I think affects a great many people more than you or I would maybe think, because if you're not one who struggles with anxiety, you might not see people who do. Or if you are, you might think you're the only one. And so what I want to do this morning is I wanted to take some time, and I wanted to talk about fear and anxiety and the peace of God. And one of the reasons that the Lord kind of prompted this in my heart and mind for this week was a good friend of mine from seminary wrote this post that I just wanted to read some of it for you this morning. A friend, again, who's a pastor, went to him with seminary years ago, and he wrote this. This was on a week or so ago. He said this. He said, "To be truthful, the last 2 weeks have been one of the toughest on me." I'm just reading as it is, so I'm not going to change his grammar there. "I've been experiencing anxiety attacks, basically a sudden feeling of impending doom that won't go away. I get them worse when I lie down to sleep, and because of that, I soon started to dread nightfall. And the thing is, I used to love the evenings, the quiet and the reading before falling asleep. But the anxiety attacks ended all that. And it's worst, I was consumed with the fear, with this fear of fear all day long. I knew life was going to be different for me from now on. Family and a few close friends knew what I was going through. I saw doctors and to do tests, and my body physically seems okay, but I did not know how to face life like this. On Sunday morning, I went to church, and to my surprise, the sermon was on suffering. I knew it was for me. The pastor spoke in Romans 5, 1-10, and he spoke about the fact that Christians are justified and therefore we have peace with God. I literally felt within my body the feeling of doom lifting. I thought it may be a temporary relief as the anxiety attacks come and go, but since then I have not had another strong episode of anxiety. And any weak feelings of doom that have arisen thus far have lessened when I consider God's great love for me. The gospel is not new to me. I've been a pastor for a while now, and I believe it, and I preach it. But when hearing of the gospel again, that gave my mind the fortitude to deal with the anxiety. It's a wonderful thing to have peace with God. And that peace is one that he offers to all who trust in Jesus. Of course, I don't know if the anxiety attacks will return. Perhaps it will. But for now, I can testify that God is gracious to me and has given me peace through his word preached to me. Even if anxiety returns, I know that the sufferings I face will not be in vain, for Romans 5, 1-10 also promise that Christian suffering produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. It's my prayer for all of you, you may have true peace with God. And this is my prayer for all Christians, that we never let the great promise that we have peace with God wander far from our hearts and minds. If you need help to find peace with God, let me know. Then he goes on to thank those who knew about this situation and prayed for him during his struggles. Now, why that was so significant and impactful, why I wanted to read it this morning, and really that gave me this burden to share and to deal with this subject a little bit in Sunday school this morning, was the fact that this is not someone who'd never heard the gospel before, not someone who'd never believed the gospel. This is the man that I know, a very mature, grounded, sound in faith believer who was overcome for a time, and maybe still in the future at different times, with anxiety, but the resolution, that the relief that he found was in the word preached, and meditating upon what God had said and what his benefit is, his hope is, and his blessing is in the Lord. So this morning, what I want to do is walk through a couple of principles here about fear and anxiety and peace with God, because if you are currently struggling with things that have you restless, whether it's something that controls your mind all day long or just hits you when you lay your head down on your pillow and all of a sudden your eyes snap open and those wheels start turning. Years and years ago, this is years and years, sounds like I'm like 100. Several years ago, I couldn't put a start and stop on it, but for a long time that this would happen to me. When I would lay down in bed, and when I'd go to bed, I'd try to shut my eyes, and all of a sudden my mind would start spinning about the what ifs and about whatever else, and I could feel this grip of not terror, but just this fear of the unknown. What happens if I can't, you know, support my family? What happens if something happens and whatever else? And it was just gripping to me. It was stealing my rest. It was stealing my joy. And at that, I'll share with you, and I have in the past, I'll share with you what I would do in that time. And that was that I would both read some specific scriptures, but also I had on a short playlist, a sermon series of a favorite preacher of mine going through a text dealing with this particular subject. And I would quite literally go to sleep either listening to the Bible in the Gospels, or I'd go to sleep listening to the sermon, or I'd go to sleep after having read and reread this passage of Scripture, because it was what I had to do to point my mind and get myself off of the things that were uncontrollable and causing me nothing but anxiety and hardship, and then allow me to rest and trust in the Lord. So this morning, I want to start off with one principle here. If you look in your outlines here, I have it written that Christians are instructed to be wise in the Lord. Now, you might wonder why that's the beginning sentence of this lesson. Well, without looking, can anyone tell me what Proverbs 1:7 says when it talks about wisdom? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And really, what the entire this lesson is going to be helping us with, I hope, is giving us a broader base upon which we can confidently say, my response to anxiety, to fear, to doubt, to those things that plague my mind and steal my joy, steal my peace, is to focus my mind upon the Lord in many different ways. So we are instructed to be wise. I mean, James in chapter 3, he contrasts wisdom of the world. He says this, the wisdom, speaking of God, is not, the wisdom of the world is earthly, natural, demonic. There's different kinds of wisdom that's earthly.